This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Are you ready to have your life changed when it comes to trying to price items for a rummage sale? Which, is it rummage or garage sale? I've had a couple people say, oh, so not a garage sale? It's the same thing.
I grew up in the Chicagoland area, and it was always garage sale because you pulled stuff out of your garage. I move here, and it's like rummage, and I'm like...
Because you're rummaging through stuff, and it's stuff that isn't necessarily originally from the garage. It's things from the closet. It's things from your house.
No, but when you're getting ready for your garage sale, do you take things out of the house, put them in the garage for the next morning, and then pull them out?
True.
I don't know.
They are in the garage.
All right, your rummage sale. We'll go up with it.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And as always, if you have any words of wisdom about having a garage or rummage sale, 414-432-1099, because shout out again to Kim from Franklin. Google Lens is the you know what?
Oh, yes, it is. Big time. It helped me with some old coins I'm going to be selling.
Trying to figure out what these items sell for online. Yeah. And then with a rummage sale, you want to typically knock it 50%, if not more. And so when it comes to the furniture that we're trying to sell, we have a television now. We're going through it. We're going room by room.
You're selling the projection TV from your childhood?
No,
oh, my gosh. It's vintage.
We have a tiny... I don't even know what it is. Maybe... What are TV frames? 38 inches? Is that a frame? I don't know. Is that 20, a size?
27 is usually
27?
Like something that's...
Okay, 27, maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
Well, it's in Brayson's room. He doesn't watch. He doesn't use it. And we went around the house room by room. We're like, hey, kid, you want this TV? I don't need the TV. All right, TV's off the wall. TV's gone. I went around his room. I said, Brayson, this lava lamp, you don't turn it on. Yeah, hey, you can sell that. All right, I'm selling the lava lamp.
Wow.
We're going through everything, and Google Lens has really become super helpful. But I want to also update you.
Okay, about?
My sister, who's hosting the garage sale at her house with a neighbor friend of hers on the east side of Milwaukee. I'm piggybacking on this. They have put up an ad. They've put up an ad at estatesales.net. And she has titled it, all caps, Sale of the Summer. Now, here's the thing about this. It will reveal the actual address after 9 a.m. on Friday. The Sale of the Summer is only happening on Saturday. This weekend, if there's rain, the backup... Hang on. I need to check the weather. Have we even looked yet what the weekend weather is going to be?
Privately listed sale. Oh, yeah, it's going to be 90 on Saturday.
Perfect.
Right?
Bring them out. Bring them out. Okay, yeah, Saturday, 88.
There it is.
Perfect.
It's right in between the one in Amherst, New York, and one in South Yarmouth, Massachusetts. It's Milwaukee right there.
Yes, it says. It's in 53211.
Oh, wait. After 9 a.m. Friday. Is your sale Saturday?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like less than 24 hours. Now, it's going to be on Newberry Boulevard off of Newberry and Downer.
All right.
Oh, there? In downtown Milwaukee, because it says that right there. But look at Radar. What does the description say under description and details? Do you see it there?
What
we put together?
Ladies and gentlemen, the sale of the summer, 8:16, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Newberry Boulevard, as was mentioned.
9 a.m.? Hang on a second. I told her we're going to start this thing at 8 a.m.
9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
You could get furniture, antiques, vintage. Vintage? What's vintage? Oh, just vintage stuff. Jewelry, advertising, like Coca-Cola products, art, frames, clothes, Harley gear, sporting goods. Rain day is Sunday.
There's so many other things on here, though. Great for college students to serious collectors.
Kitchen and household items, record player and other electronics.
Like a TV.
Hey.
I did notice, though, my sister is not going to be happy about the fact that she has a typo when she spelled jewelry. She's the librarian sister. She's real on top of things like that. So this is what we're going to do now is I'm dropping off items at her house later today. And she said what you do on this estatesales.net ad is that you can add.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Photos. to things to say, you could get this item, you could get that item. Mm-hmm. But she says you don't want to post anything too early because you don't want people to show up to your house and break in or take anything. But I'm telling you, my sister and her friend have nice stuff. My stuff, it's Target and Marshall's brand, but still, there will be some nice items there. I know we're selling some of my husband's leather Harley riding jackets because we have some of these jackets just don't fit anymore. So some nice items. My old golf clubs are going to be sold there.
So I favorited this sale.
At estatesales.net. Yeah, of the summer.
I've got to sign up a little bit, and I'm actually sending a message to the seller. I want to ask some questions.
Wait, are you? You can do that?
Yeah. When you can either favorite the sale, and then you can also ask the seller questions.
And by the way, cash or Venmo will be accepted. Okay. It says all of that there. You can message the seller.
Messaging the seller right now.
Do you think that going to show up to me?
I don't know if it'll show up to you, but it might show up to your sister.
To Rachel?
Okay. So there's a discrepancy in the time you said?
I thought we were starting this at 8 a.m. Maybe I need to be there at 8 a.m.
I thought I heard on 99.1 The Mix.
She started wigging out, by the way, when people were texting her saying, hey, you're doing a rummage sale?
Yeah.
How did you find out? Your sister was talking about it on the radio. And then I messaged her and said, isn't the whole point we want people to show up and buy things? That's why we need to get the word out.
I thought I heard on 99.1 The Mix that the sale starts at 8 a.m. The listing mentions 9 a.m.
I'm confused. And planning.
And you're planning on showing up.
Planning my day but around this sale.
This has been so exciting and fun to legit go room by room, drawer by drawer. I went through our garage even. We have some old, we have like hunting imp pictures and things that you buy. And I said to Eric, are we getting rid of this stuff? Okay, we're selling it. We're selling all of it. Yeah. I have some Jeep accessories ever since we sold the Wrangler. I've got some Jeep side mirrors, other accessories. If you have those, if you have a Wrangler, a Sahara and stuff like that, come to the rummage sale Saturday. Keep in mind, I'll be at Zoo a la Carte, though, in the middle of the rummage sale, and then I'll pop back in later.
You should be getting that email pretty soon, and you need to...
I bet you it's going to go to my sister.
Hold on. Okay, yeah, it should. Did you get it, or it doesn't come to you?
I think it goes to Rachel, or it goes to her.
Okay.
Her neighbor, her friend.
This estatesales.net is pretty cool, because after I sent the email, I can also check out my open orders, sales I'm following, the ones that I favorited. I haven't heard a message back yet, so I'm really, really... concerned with the start time.
There's some jewelry we're selling. I'm selling some of my jewelry. You might never know. You might find that next special piece.
So now when you use Google Lens and got prices, roundabout prices of different items, did you ask that same price or did you kind of mark things down a little bit?
I marked things down.
You did. So you make
I don't
want to
bring anything back. It's not coming back. If it doesn't get sold, it's getting donated.
Should I ask the sale about this? Can you negotiate? Should I ask the sale or can I ask you?
I think we're working through that. I think I might put like on the chair or the dresser and the golf clubs, those big items I don't want to take back. I might just say OBO. I'll list it as something, then I'll say OBO. But if you are shopping the sale, the green tags are my items in case I'm not there to help you out.
Sale of the summer.
But there
in
are
Milwaukee.
Some really, really cool pieces. My sister bought this house on the east side and there were some gems, some things that they found in this old historic house that are going to be sold. So... the ad is legitimate about some of these vintage pieces and antique pieces that they're going to sell.
Yeah.
And we want the stuff to go. We priced it to move.
Cash or the QR code you can use.
Venmo.
At the sale. The Venmo. Oh, there's not a QR code. It's a Venmo. So you're going to allow people to know your Venmo.
We'll have the QR code set up there, yeah.
And then there's also...
and then you can Venmo me anytime you want.
Are there snacks?
Yeah.
You're going to have snacks?
Yeah.
What about a sprinkler? It's going to be 90 degrees. I might want a mister in case I want to continue shopping, but I'm getting warm.
The area is shaded. You'll be fine.
Oh, wow. This is a great. You've done a great job with this.
Well, so far, so good. We just need the weather to cooperate, and we hope to see you there.
Yeah.